蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
我们一说到天堂的时候呢，就会想到的是一个美好的地方，一个有神同在的地方。但你有没有想过，天堂也可以指的是上帝永远做我们的神，我们永远做上帝的子民的这段关系呢？你现在收听到的是良友电台的中医双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。 人心都向往永恒，这是神在造我们的时候放在我们心中的一种渴望，它潜伏在我们的内心深处，时刻无不提醒着我们。我们如今在地上过的短暂的生活，并不能够满足我们对永恒的渴望。天堂之所以那么令我们向往，也是因为我们知道在那里我们将会遇见造我们的主，而我们呢，也会得以完全。在永恒的状态下，完全的我们遇见圣洁的主，某种程度上这就是天堂。今天来到瞥一眼天堂的最后一集， Charles 要和我们分享的两处经文分别是使徒行传的第七章和以赛亚书的第六章。如果你熟悉这两处的经文的话呢，就知道他们分别讲的是斯提凡的殉道和以赛亚见异象的故事。这两件事情的共同点就在于说，他们都看见了天上的景色。那些我就在想，当上帝把天上的景色启示给我们看到的时候，这会对我们的生命带来怎样的影响呢？保罗在格鲁西书的三章说，我们应该定睛在天上的事物，而不是地上的事物。如果神把天上的事物让我们稍微的经历到一些，看到一些，感受到一些的话，那这是不是会更加容易地帮助我们定睛在天上呢？格林多后书的第五章，保罗说，我们行事不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心。那天我上个星期呢，就去配了一副新的眼镜，现在戴着这副旧的已经有4年的时间了。那天我属于高度近视，如果不戴眼镜出门的话呢，就会遇到很多的麻烦。当我在默想我们行事不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心的时候，我就想到了，当我要做出某个决定的时候，神就要拿走我的眼镜，他要我戴一副隐形眼镜，这个隐形眼镜就叫信心。我们在这地上的生活做出的每个决定，每个判断，神说，我不要你靠你的双眼所看见的，经过逻辑分析的情况才去做决定，我要你靠的是你对我的信任去做。在地上，我们的眼睛看不见神，我们是用信心和信靠来经历神。而将来到了天上，我们能够亲眼看见神了，那个时候就不需要信心了。在新约的时代，教会被形容成基督耶稣的心腹，教会需要预备好自己，随时可能就被主迎接回天上了。乐心就在想，那种等着被接走的心情，会不会女生比男生更加容易体会得到呢？两个人在交往的过程中，彼此都知道关系是朝着婚姻的方向去发展的，女生就在等待着男生某一天向她求婚，那种等待着、期待着、盼望着的心情，应该呢，也是教会盼望她的新郎耶稣基督把她迎接回天上的心情。耶稣如今在天上为信他的人预备地方，等到一切就绪之后，耶稣就会来迎接他的心腹，然后呢，就会有一场婚礼的宴席。
Haven Today opens now with City Harmonic and a Wedding Day song.
This is the story of a son of God hanging on a cross for meBut it ends with a bride and groom and a wedding.
death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be there singing.
Holy is the name of the song, Wedding Day by City Harmonic, starting this Haven today. And I'm Charles Morris. Thank you so much for joining me as we peek into heaven. One of the most profound scenes from heaven is shown to the prophet Isaiah, and the event is recorded in Isaiah 6. That great prophet of old is even allowed to participate in the royal court before God's throne. But let me start with a New Testament peek into heaven. I'm thinking of the very first deacon in the Church of Jesus Christ, whose name was Stephen. He had already made a mark for his Savior. He was arrested and allowed to preach before the Jewish Sanhedrin, and it's recorded in Acts chapter 7. But then his preaching grew a little too close for comfort for leaders who were part of the plot that took the life of Jesus not too many days before. They burned under the hard words that Stephen laid on them. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him. Those Jewish leaders heard that, and they became so angry, they gnashed their teeth, they covered their ears, and they started yelling at the top of their lungs, and they rushed at him and dragged him out of the city of Jerusalem, and they began to stone him. But then there is this picture of heaven. Scripture tells us Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked up to heaven, even as they were stoning him. And we're told in the Bible he saw the glory of God. And he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And with those words, the anger of the Jewish leaders grew even more. They whipped off their coats so that they could throw the stones even more. Stephen saw heaven. And through his words, we get to see heaven too. He saw Jesus, and we can see Jesus through his eyes. Jesus was at the significant right hand of Yahweh, God the Father, God the Almighty. Those who do not know him may see no significance in this short passage, but for those of us covered with the blood of the Lamb, we can, through these few words, gain a sense of the glory of God.
斯蒂凡说的，我见天开了。天开了是个什么概念呢？我们现在肉眼所能看见的天，飞机在上面飞的天，指的是什么呢？创世纪的第一章，神造天地的第二日，神就造了穹苍。神称穹苍为天，并且神用这个穹苍把穹苍以下的水和穹苍以上的水分开了。有种说法就说，第一层天是飞鸟和云朵所在的地方，第二层天是太阳、月亮和星辰所在的地方，而第三层天呢，就是天使和已经离世的圣徒所在的地方。汤崇荣牧师就说道，天堂原文的意思就是天，是天上天的至高之处，在那里有神的宝座。但是当这个字加了一个堂字之后呢，容易就给人一种错误的观念，以为天上有个大礼堂。但实际上，天堂指的是灵界的，不是物质界的。换句话来说，因为它不是属于物质的，所以呢，就不能给它定出个方位和体积出来。
Here's how Randy Alcorn describes this very real moment in Acts chapter 6.
Look at Stephen in Acts 7. Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. So he's given a view as to what's happening in heaven. Jesus rose from the grave, ascended. The angel said, this same Jesus, this physical, embodied, resurrected Jesus, who you've seen go up to heaven, will return in physical form, the resurrected Jesus. And Stephen is seeing the resurrected Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now, this isn't like a dream. This isn't his imagination. He's actually seeing a reality. The physical, risen Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father.
Randy Alcorn, author of the book called Heaven, talking about Stephen's very real peek into heaven just before he died and went there. And this is Haven Today in a program called Peeking into Heaven. Now, the other peek into heaven that I mentioned a moment ago that I want us to look at is found in Isaiah 6, more detail than in Acts chapter 7. I'm encouraged by the courage of Stephen. I'm spurred on in my faith by seeing Isaiah visit heaven. Chapter 6 comes as his commission, and it climaxes the major section of his first prophecies. Isaiah saw the Lord in all his glory, and then he saw himself in all his uncleanness. We are even given a timestamp here. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. The very throne room of God is opened for us to see in Isaiah 6. The train of his robe was so long, it filled his holy temple. No doubt you've seen pictures of the train of the bride's dress at a royal wedding. But think about heaven and God's royal robe with a train so long, it filled the room of the throne. The true king of all other kings is high and exalted. The angelic hosts, the seraphim, are not mentioned elsewhere in Scripture. Their actions, though, correspond to those of the living creatures mentioned in Revelation 4, each also with six wings, covering their faces. Understandably, they could not gaze directly into the face of the Lord. In the biblical language of Hebrew, A double word is often used for emphasis, but in Isaiah 6, there's an even greater triplicate. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. God is holy, born out in his holy temple. And then there's this interaction we are allowed to witness, but an interaction that should speak to each of us who have called on the name of the Lord to be saved. The voice of the Lord, after Isaiah observing how woe he was, how he was a man of unclean lips, the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send to carry God's message of redemption to his people?" And no doubt you've heard how Isaiah stepped forward after the live coal from the divine altar touched his lips. "Here I am, send me." And these words speak to me, as I pray they speak to you today. God calls us to carry his word to people today who are ever hearing but never understanding, ever seeing but never perceiving. Ears are dull, eyes are closed. This world needs to hear the word of the Lord, the word that the Messiah has come. Healing power is available. Jesus is the holy seed from the stump in the land. This peek into heaven carries us beyond our dreams to be God's servants in a dark and dying world. Send me. Can you say that like Isaiah? If you can, the glory of the Lord will go forth through you even today.
Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace, so I'm free.
Dan Bremnes and Wake Up Starlight, a song called Majesty. Here I am on Haven Today.
以赛亚书六章记载以赛亚见到的异象，不知道你每次读的时候会有怎样的感受。也许呢，在最初的几次，我们的感受会觉得是非常的新奇奇妙，难以描述，甚至觉得好像是在看一部魔幻片一样。但是 多读了几次之后呢，那种感觉就会从好奇转变成从心底发出的惊叹和敬畏之情了。主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，撒拉夫彼此呼喊：圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。以赛亚描述说，因呼叫者的声音，门槛的根基震撼，殿也充满了烟云。这个画面真是属于天上的画面，在地上没有一个地方能够发生这样的情况。那行，我想到了非常经典的英文诗歌 Holy Holy Holy。 我想我永远也不会忘记某一个星期三晚上的祷告会快结束的时候，我们几个姊妹一起清唱这首诗歌，然后呢，乐心就好像被神的圣光照耀到了一样，感觉自己在那一两秒的时间上到了天上。自此之后呀，我就特别的喜欢这首 Holy 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 了。怎么说呢，我觉得自己在那一刻以一种非常奇妙的方式经历到了神，虽然它持续的时间非常的短暂，可是它给我带来的冲击和感动却一直都在。我们说瞥一眼天堂，我们到底要瞥见的是什么呢？我们瞥见完了之后又是带着什么离开的呢？那个患了12年血漏的妇人，她凭着信心摸了耶稣的衣裳，然后她的血漏就止住了，立马得到了痊愈。我们每个人在我们还没有被主的能力触碰到的时候，我们都有着各自的12年到处看病用尽了所有积蓄的经历，我们是真的又可怜又无助。但是能使我们得到医治的不是什么外在的环境的能力，而是我们谦卑下来，我们凭着信心，我们靠着神的怜悯和恩典，在那一瞬间我们被主得着了，我们生命的破口被堵住了，我们的伤口被医治了。那个妇人不会忘记她是怎样被耶稣医好的，就像以赛亚也不会忘记她看到神的异象一样，是那个异象支撑住了她将来在传神话语的时候所经历到的各样的拦阻。以赛亚见完那个异象之后，从此他的嘴唇上就有了一个被灼伤的疤痕。没有一个人在遇见了耶稣之后还能保持原样。
One last thing about the great story that's all about Jesus. If you listen to this program often, you know I always point to the redemptive thread that runs through all of Scripture. It's that scarlet thread that keeps on pointing to Jesus, always in the New Testament, but always implied in the Old. And why can I do this with great confidence? Because the New Testament is saturated with quotations from and explanations of the Old Testament. And a great case in point relates to our seeing heaven through Isaiah 6. We looked at Stephen seeing into heaven before he was stoned to death in Acts chapter 7. And then we looked a moment ago at the glory of God the Father on display in the throne room in Isaiah chapter 6. But that same scene shows up again in a note passed on to us by John in his gospel in the New Testament. In John 12, Jesus was teaching his disciples. He had just said, "Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." John 12, 36. And then John quotes Isaiah and explains the prophet in light of the Messiah who had now come. Part of that redemptive thread I mentioned a moment ago. But then you get to John 12, 41. There is a startling statement in the narrative, and I'm quoting John now. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Remarkable. The glory of the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, there in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah. This is Haven Today and Peeking into Heaven. Last week, our executive producer took a little trip to his Sunday school class, and he asked them about heaven. These answers were really sweet, but we didn't get to them all. So I'd like to share a few more responses, first and second graders, what they think about heaven.
What is heaven?
Heaven is a place that God made for us.
Heaven is God's holy place.
A place that we get to meet with God.
Heaven is a place where you go after you die. You live for eternity up there.
What do you think heaven will be like?
There's going to be golden roads.
It'll be beautiful and the streets will be made of gold.
It has golden streets.
It would be like there's some houses and I think it'll be like gold streets.
There's flowers around it and a lot of flowers.
A big garden full of fruit and you get to see Jesus.
What do you think we'll do in heaven?
I think we'll praise God every single day and there will be no pain in heaven.
No sin and no death and no sadness and no meanness.
Very good.
It will be all perfect.
We would be worshiping Jesus and we would be happy for the rest of our eternal lives.
Don't you love it? Little kids. And many of them seem to understand more about what the Bible teaches about heaven than the world we live in today. So many in our culture buy into a vague understanding about the afterlife. They might even think it's boring or confusing.
没有真正认识天堂的人，可能真的会觉得在天上是无聊的，是让人感到困惑的。但是圣经告诉我们了，天堂是怎样的，将来在天上我们究竟会过怎样的生活？这个就是蓝天绿洲今天想要和你分享的全部节目内容了。非常谢谢你的收听，也欢迎你发短信到13229966122来和乐星或者和 Charles 说说，听完节目之后你有怎样的感受？短信的开头，请你加上蓝天。我们就在下星期的同一时间与你在良友电台的 Heaven Today 不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。Blessed Trinity.